last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
Light of Allah, you are a true God.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
We're waiting for you to be my
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. A very warm welcome. This is The Last Savior. You're listening to us from the IRIB English Radio. I am your host, Zainab. Well, today in our studio, we have with us Dr. Karimi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Dr. Karimi, there are so many people around who have been since history claiming that they are Yamani, and time has proved that they were not the promised Yamanis. And we are discussing some of the very signs that could help us detect who is Yamani, how he is, where is the place of his uprising, and is he a flag bearer of guidance or the opponent of Islam. Well, we came to the conclusion that he will be coming from Yemen, and he is the flag bearer of guidance. And he's not against Islam, and he's not inviting people towards himself. He's inviting people towards Emma. And then we reached a point that what is the duty of Muslims towards helping him if he calls for help? Are Muslims obliged to help him to travel to Yemen or not? We discussed some of the narrations. There was only one narration pointing directly that, yes, go and help him. But there are other narrations that sound a little different. I would want you to shed some more light on them.
Sure. Thanks for that summary. As you rightly mentioned, there is one narration from Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, according to which Imam says that when Yamani begins his uprising, Fanhad alayhi, go toward him. We said that this is only one narration, and other narrations talking about the time of the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam ask the people to go to the city of Mecca. According to one narration, فَإِنَّهَا مَجْمَعَكُمْ. This is the place that all the supporters of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will come together. Let me just share one more narration in this regard. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, addressing one of his companions, Sudair, says that, يَا Sudair, أَلْزَمْ بَيْتَكْ. Meaning that, stay in your house. وَكُنْ حَلَسًا مِنْ أَحْلَاسِهِ. In a kind of metaphor, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that, be as one of the rugs in your home. Meaning that, stay in your home. Again, meaning that wait for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. وَاسْكُنْ مَعْ سَكَنَ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارِ فَإِذَا بَلَغَكَ أَنَّ سُفْيَانِي قَدْ خَرَجْ. When you hear the news of the uprising of Sufyani, which according to some other narrations, we said that it is at the same time as the uprising of Yamani, and they are very close to the time of the reappearance of Imam Mahdi. When you hear the news about Sufyani's uprising, فَرْحَلْ إِلَيْنَا, then come to us, not to Yemen.
All right.
وَلَوْ عَلَى رَجِلِكَ, even on foot. This is the importance of that journey. This is in Al-Kafi, Sheikh Kulaini. So it seems that although Yamani is a very virtuous man and we need to support him, at least spiritually speaking, but is it necessary for all the Muslims, all the Shia, to go in person to join the army of Yamani? The answer is no. This is the duty of those people who are around him, the same region, in the places that Yamani is active, Yemen, for example. Having said that, let me just, one of the great Shia scholars in discussions on Mahdawiya is Ayatollah Najmuddin Tabasi. He has a very detailed series of discussions about Yamani.
Okay.
This is the conclusion of his series of discussions about Yamani. He says that there are some narrations about whether Yamani himself is a positive personality or not.
All right.
He says that there are some narrations which prove the fact that he is a virtuous person, but they do not indicate that you need to go and obey him and help him. And there is one narration according to which we need to go and help him, but this doesn't have an authentic chain of the narration.
All right.
So he says that his conclusion from all these narrations, which he discussed in details in maybe more than 10 sessions, is that what we conclude from the narrations is that for sure he is a righteous person, virtuous person, but does it mean that we need to go and help him? He says that no, we cannot find any authentic narration to ask all the Muslims that you need to go.
To get up and travel to Yemen. Exactly. All right. We'll discuss more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old
Welcome back. You're listening to The Last Savior from IRIB English Radio. We're discussing about Yemani, and we said that he will be uprising from Yemen, and he would be the flag bearer of guidance, and it's not obligatory for Muslims to go and help in person to join his army, but those living around him, if he asks for help, those living around him in Yemen have to help him, basically. And now, Dr. Karimi, I would want to ask you about the series of events about Yemani.
Yeah, the course of and the sequence of events of Yemani is not mentioned in details in the narrations. And it might be for one reason that we have some limited information about the course of events and the course of Yemani movement. Maybe the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam did not want to explain all the details about the uprising of Yemani. Because at the end of the day, Yemani is, as we mentioned, going to ask the people to help Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. He's inviting toward the Imam, not toward himself. The Imam of the Ahlul Bayt maybe did not mention all the points, all the details, information about sequence and the course of the events in order for him to be safe.
Yeah.
From the enemies of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhi salam. So there are a couple of points mentioned that we said before, like the fact that his uprising is close to the time of the reappearance of Imam Mahdi, alayhi salam, and so on and so forth. But all the details are not mentioned. There are some narrations, especially in Sunni sources, talking about some of the events. I will mention them, but it doesn't mean that we can't rely on them.
All right.
One of the events that are mentioned in some of the Shia and Sunni sources is that he will fight with Sufyani. To some extent, we may accept that because it's been mentioned in a couple of narrations, but it doesn't mean that all the details are accepted. For example, as I mentioned this narration before, Ubayd ibn Zurara says that before Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, people began to talk about Sufyani and whether he has appeared or not. And the Imam says that how is it possible for Sufyani to have appeared while the one who will fight him from Sana'a has not appeared yet? So according to this narration, they will fight each other, Sufyani and Yamani. This is in Al-Ghiba by Nu'mani, page 286, chapter 14, hadith number 60.
All right, so here one point is clear that Yamani is going to fight Sufyani, which means that if Yamani is a flag bearer of guidance, definitely Sufyani is against because they are going to fight. We have a narration pointing towards the fight of both of these. Well, we'll discuss more on the topic after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned. Welcome back. You're listening to The Last Savior from IRIB English Radio. I'm with Dr. Karimi, and we are discussing about Yemani. You said that one of the series of events that's going to take place, both in Shia sources and Sunni sources, they point towards that Yemani is going to fight with Sufyani.
Yeah, in another narration, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is quoted as saying, When Sufyani appears and he begins his uprising, فَيَنْهَضُ الْيَمَانِ لِدَفْعِ شَرِّهِ Yamani will come to fight him and to remove the evil of Sufyani. فَيَنْهَزَمُ سُفْيَانِ بَعْدَ مُحَارَبَاتٍ عَدِيدَةٍ وَمُقَاتَلَاتٍ شَدِيدَةٍ There would be very fierce fightings between the two, and فَيَتْبَعُ الْيَمَانِ Sufyani would flee and would escape, and Yamani would follow him. There would be some more fightings. And then Yamani will find him next to a river. And finally, according to this narration, Yamani will kill Sufyani.
All right.
This is one of the details that we may not rely, because as I mentioned, these narrations that I'm talking about, they are not necessarily authentic narrations, so all the details are not accepted. Because there is a discussion whether Yamani will defeat Sufyani or Sufyani will defeat Yamani. I will come to that.
All right.
So according to this narration, Yamani will defeat Sufyani and okay. Yamani will kill Sufyani, but the narration is not authentic. In another narration, Ibn Hammad quotes from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam that إِذَا ظَهَرَ سُفْيَانِ عَلَى الْأَبْقَى وَالْمَنْصُورَ الْيَمَانِ When Sufyani will defeat a person called Al-Abqa and Al-Mansur al-Yamani. You see, according to this narration, Sufyani will
titles.
Defeat. And again, in another narration we read, ثُمَّ يَسِيرُ إِلَيْهِمْ مَنْصُورُ الْيَمَانِ مِنْ سَنْعَى بِجُنُودِهِ Mansur al-Yamani will go towards Sufyani from Sana'a, and they will meet each other and they will fight each other. So when we analyze these narrations, we see that according to some narrations, Yamani would be the victorious, and according to some others, Sufyani would defeat
Yamani.
So are they contradicting each other? The first point that is mentioned by some of the researchers is that maybe one of the ways that we may remove this contradiction is that because of the fact that they will have a series of fightings, maybe in some of them Yamani will defeat and in the others Sufyani will defeat.
All right, so to overcome this confusion that who is going to defeat whom, someone comes up and says that there may be a series of fights, there may not be one fight.
Exactly.
All right.
But who will finally defeat the other and kill the other? We cannot come to a very clear conclusion from the narrations.
Okay.
We cannot say something for sure. But what we can conclude from the narrations is the only point that they will fight each other. I mean, Sufyani and Yamani will fight each other, but all the other details about what will have happened between the two...
The minute details are not there.
Yeah, are not... some of them are mentioned in the narrations, but they are not authentic narrations. The first point in the movement of Yamani is his fighting with Sufyani.
Yeah.
The next point, according to especially some Sunni narrations, is that Yamani will conquer some places like Rome, India, and Istanbul. It seems that they are only mentioned in some Sunni sources. For example, in Al-Fitan, page 238, we read, عَلَى يَدَيْ ذَلِكَ الْخَلِيفَةِ الْيَمَانِ وَفِي وِلَايَتِهِ تُفْتَحُ رُومِيَّةِ Rome will be conquered at the time of Yamani, when he is the ruler. In another narration, we read that Yamani will conquer Istanbul and Rome, and he also will have a war in India. So these narrations are not mentioned from the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt, and we cannot rely on them. And the other point is that these narrations are contradicting some of the narrations which attribute these points to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Yeah.
I mean, he will conquer these places. Again, another point to reject these narrations. And the next point is that to do such a great deeds to conquer such a places is in need of great armies and facilities and so on and so forth.
Which means it's really not be in the hands of Yamani.
Exactly. So it's very unlikely to claim that Yamani would be able to conquer all these.
So have we reached a point that Yamani will not necessarily conquer the places like Rome, India, and Istanbul? We'll discuss more what will happen, the series of events in the upcoming sessions. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to the IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.